Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
In one quarter, we've got 92.9 The Game's midday host Andy and Randy at a combined 12 feet 3 inches and just under 400 pounds, to the best of our knowledge. And in the other quarter, 92.9 The Game's reporter Smokin' Joe Patrick at an undisclosed height and weight because he likes to cause trouble.
Now, we're just making broad assumptions, Joe, from what we know of you, but we assume the reason you had to change your time today was so you could get on the course.
I wish that was the case, and I got to be honest, it wouldn't have been the first time that would have been the case for me here. But I do have more important people to talk to than you guys at 1 o'clock, which is why I had to reschedule.
Fair enough.
That's Raheem Morris, you know, so you got to be there. You got to be there for Raheem. Whenever the man opens his mouth, you got to be there.
Yeah, and I know the Falcons have a slightly different schedule today. You'll be up there, as you always are, as you cover the Falcons for the radio station. They make a trade yesterday afternoon, so I ask you, what was the defining moment of the Taylor Heinicke era for you?
Oh, man. Probably the defeat. There was some bright moments, but those were not the defining moments, I would say, of Taylor Heinicke's Falcons stint, because I think those are two very different things. The defining moment, honestly, may have been in that Bears game after his maybe highest moment against the Colts, where things just totally fell apart for him. And, you know, it was an unfortunate circumstance that he kind of got thrown into last year, or the team was kind of spiraling. But, hey, I think if you're the Falcons, you got to be happy that you got something for him, you know. And obviously, I think that's the reason that he was kept on the roster and made the initial 53-man yesterday. But frankly, if you were to have asked me, I wouldn't have thought that there would have been teams that interested in him just because of the performances that he showed over the last couple of years. But, hey, he gets a shot in Los Angeles with the Chargers, so good for him.
Hey, Joe, what do you think, if any, because me and Andy were talking about it yesterday, we said this is the like the rough draft version of the 53-man roster. Obviously, they're moving off of Heinicke and anything. Do you see them maybe trying to add something at a position? They only kept five receivers, but I think mostly because Kyle Pitts is going to play a lot more receiver. But do you see them trying to move anywhere to adjust and maybe get up another veteran?
Yeah, I definitely think that there's room to maneuver here, and time will tell how long it will actually take for them to make some of these moves if they want to. There was obviously some interesting pass catchers that were released from teams or cut yesterday that they could have acquired, Tim Patrick being the biggest one. By the way, my dad's name, so I really wish that the Falcons would have signed him, but he goes to the Lions. KJ Hamler, Quez Watkins are a couple more guys who have had some NFL production who were available, but the Falcons ultimately didn't make a move. But I was curious about that too, Randy, because only five pass catchers, and you're right about what you mentioned about Kyle Pitts, and I think that is one of the reasons we're going to see them in more 12 personnel than what Zach Robinson typically did and when he was with Sean McVay in Los Angeles. But also, right. They only kept three tight ends. So it's really only eight total pass catchers on the roster right now. But that in and of itself makes me think that there's room to add more guys. And, you know, you never know with the quarterback situation. If they want to have a guy on the 53-man roster, just saw this morning that Jaren Hall was cut from Minnesota, where he got a year of tutelage under Kevin O'Connell as a rookie and obviously was a teammate of Kirk Cousins there for a little bit at least. So potentially a name to add to the roster there as well. I think that there's going to be just for the rest of not even just this week, but I think in the next couple of weeks, you're going to see this kind of movement with teams really discovering more of what they have on their practice squad when it comes to elevating guys for the regular season games and seeing really truly where their needs are.
Jaren Hall started that game last year.
He did.
Right? Got
he
knocked
did.
Out he before did. Dobbs came not, in and ultimately beat.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, Falcons killer.
Yeah, man.
Maybe go get him.
I would say
blast.
So. He got him. Maybe a little bit.
I had to hit him too hard. I was like, no, don't hit him.
Yeah. I would say maybe a little bit of a red flag for a team to cut a quarterback after 1 year after getting drafted. But, you know, hey, he's got some experience that could prove useful.
Hey, yeah, and he knows what the Atlanta turf feels like.
He's very familiar with that. Do your thoughts, and I know we still have a week and a half to get ready for it and all that, but do your thoughts on the Steelers game change at all? Or are they affected at all by the Russell Wilson decision? Had it been Justin Fields, would it be any different for you?
Not really. I mean, I expected Russell Wilson the entire time, so it didn't come as any kind of major surprise to me. But I will say, I mean, if I were to choose, just having, you know, watched this Falcons team compete, I haven't seen them play against Russell Wilson in quite a while, and obviously this version of the Falcons, but we have seen this version of the Falcons, or some version of the Falcons, play against Justin Fields, where they got tore up last year late in the season. Again, that was in that game where Taylor Heinicke was on the other side. And Justin Fields, that may have been the best game of his career. I mean, not even just statistically, but specifically the accuracy on some of those throws. I don't know if you guys remember, but it was in the snow, and just
on
dime.
Of course.
And I think, and to that point, I think a lot of Falcons fans remember. So I think a lot of Falcons fans are probably relatively pleased with the selection of Russell Wilson. But, you know, of course, Mike Tomlin says that, you know, they're going to have some packages for Justin Fields in this game. And I don't think anybody would, say that Arthur Smith won't have some wrinkles up his sleeve for a game against the Falcons. And we'll see if those work out this time.
Not to take anything away from Justin Fields, but having his best career game against the Falcons over the last couple of years doesn't put him in, like, rare company. Like, there's a lot of guys who had their best career game against the Falcons over the last couple of years. But that's neither here nor there. That'll be different this year, Joe. Guys are going to have their worst career games against this defense.
That's right. That's right.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, I think the Falcons are honestly got to be licking their lips against either one of these guys in the passing game because, again, when you add a guy like Justin Simmons to Jesse Bates, I'm excited. I think we're going to see him practice in full for the first time in front of media today. I think both of these quarterbacks are really ripe for, you know, throwing some interceptions, especially not just the quarterbacks themselves, but being in this new system. I think it's kind of ripe for the Falcons to really kind of have a day against them. And obviously with Russell Wilson, hopefully that gets you a good start in the sack category on the defensive side of the ball because he's kind of known for being one of the guys who will hold on to the ball longest in the NFL.
Was there a surprise anybody, as far as cuts and practice squad adds? And of those guys, which one do you think can contribute if they're asked to go in, if something does happen, say week one, to go in week two and maybe contribute?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I think there was three big surprises for me. Damone Harris, the edge player, Kevin King, the corner, and even got some safety looks in that last preseason game. And then Chris Blair, who obviously all three of those guys make the practice squad. And I think that, you know, any three of those guys getting cut wouldn't have been that big of a surprise. But I think the biggest surprise was all three of those guys essentially not making the roster. Because I think everybody, when they were doing their projections, was at least selecting one or two of those guys, if not all three, to make the roster like I did. So those were surprises for me. But then again, you look at some of the guys who made it. Taylor Heinicke obviously was kept to be a trade piece. We can say that with certainty now at this point. And Jovan Gwynn makes it, which is a guy that, you know, not a lot of people talk about during training camp. He's not maybe the sexiest name, but is a guy that the Falcons clearly think that, you know, has more potential and to deliver in the future, especially in that reserve center guard, reserve offensive lineman category. So hard to really project some of those guys to make the roster just from our perspective. And ultimately, a guy like Jovan Gwynn sneaks his way onto the roster and denies some of these other guys. But, yeah, to your point, I mean, like, at the edge position specifically, Randy, let's say, you know, you have an injury or something, or you just need some more stout edge work. D'Angelo Malone made this roster as a special teams player. Yep. There is no doubt in my mind that Damone Harris is the better edge player defensively. So, I think that those are the kind of considerations this team will have when you get into the regular season.
You made a good point, though. Taylor Heinicke was taking up one of those 53 spots. He's gone now. They traded him last night. Where do they, like you said, if there's only five receivers, maybe a little thin in the secondary, where do you think they add to fill out that 53?
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, exactly. And that's where, you know, they've got a spot open. So they can now essentially like claim someone without having to cut anybody, claim or sign a free agent that's been cut from somewhere else. Again, I would not be surprised if Jaren Hall is a name that's high on that list. And even then, I don't think that a guy like Jaren Hall is a guy who's going to stick on the 53 necessarily, although he could if they want to use him as that emergency quarterback. But it could be one of those situations where you just kind of have like a floating roster spot that is occupied by some player. I couldn't predict it at this point in time right now, but somebody takes it for this week, and then you have a practice squad player maybe that you want to sign in a couple weeks that could take that spot. I think that's kind of the situation that we're looking at. So it's really going to be a competition amongst a lot of players, maybe players who are currently on the practice squad and some who are on other rosters or free agents right now.
Real quick, Joe, we got about a minute. I wanted to get an Ohio State question in for you because I saw a scenario this morning. If they lose to Michigan again, but get in the playoffs, win one playoff game, is they fired?
If they lose to Michigan and win a playoff game, honestly, you can't lose to Michigan anymore. Like these players came back because they have not beaten Michigan, a lot of these seniors. So I frankly was like, the fan of me was ranting about wanting Day fired after they lost to Michigan last year. I'm glad that he handed down the play calling duties and they got in an offensive coordinator and Chip Kelly, who obviously is well known. So there's no excuses this year, and they should definitely be beating a Michigan team that's down bad. They lost six offensive linemen. That's not five. They lost six offensive linemen last year, so they better beat Michigan, or my rants are going to be even worse.
Yeah, no, you're.
You don't want to get Joe ranting.
The last thing Ryan Day wants in his life is a ranting Joe Patrick.
That's it, man.
Joe, we appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Appreciate it, JP.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have fun.
Smoking Joe Patrick there joins us every single Thursday, usually in the 1 o'clock hour. But like you mentioned, Falcons kind of change around some of their press conference time today.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality.
You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.